Jeff Woods joins us once again. All right, Woods, cardio versus weights, the biggest bang for your buck. And I guess let's start for some people. Well, it seems pretty obvious, but maybe they don't, the two types of training.
Yeah, okay. So cardio or aerobic conditioning is the use of continuous rhythmic movement of large muscle groups to strengthen the heart and lungs. So, for example, running, cycling, very common. But it could be just about any activity you can sustain for an extended period of time. So in Plakas's case, that's pickleball, because he's an expert in pickleball.
Don't even get me started on his pickleball.
I'm surprised Strudwick didn't jump on that a little quicker. But the weights or the resistance training part just develops strength and size of skeletal muscles by putting some sort of external load on muscles as they lengthen and short. So examples of this, like examples of the resistance, could be your body weight, could be rubber bands or traditional dumbbells, barbells. They can all supply an appropriate stress for adaptations in that area.
So Woodsy, is one area, like, is cardio more important than weights, or is weights more important than cardio?
Well, the short answer, Struds, is that they're both equally important, but for different reasons. And I think what I'm about to say might surprise a few people. So I'm going to talk just a little bit about research to explain. So we know that the abdominal girth is a strong, at the navel specifically, is a strong forecaster for chronic disease. So the greater the girth at the navel, the greater the risk for things like stroke, heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure. So any reduction in abdominal girth is beneficial, but new guidelines speak to being half your height around the navel circumference for the best reduction in risk. So, for example, for a fellow or anybody 5'10", that works out to 70 inches divided by 2, 35 inches is what you should strive for. Now, that can be a daunting task, obviously, for a lot of people, but that's kind of the reality. So when I look at long-term studies following thousands of people over a decade, people who weight train in conjunction with aerobic activity had the greatest success in keeping their abdominal girth lower. The interesting part about this, people that relied only on aerobic activity were larger in the abdominal girth. And I think a lot of people would think that the aerobic activity would have the greater influence long-term on the abdominal girth. But it didn't. It was the resistance training. And the reason why is that the aerobic activity doesn't do very much to facilitate keeping lean muscle mass or actually building it. The weight training is better in that area. Now, on the other side of the equation, if we're looking at blood chemistry, studying metabolites, which are amino acids, blood sugars, fats, more specifically high-density lipoproteins, the good cholesterol, this profile looks much better in aerobically trained individuals, way better than people who weight train. So I looked at one study that compared the metabolite profile between sedentary men, so they were not very active guys at all, versus men who weight trained three or more times a week. And there was virtually no difference in their metabolite profile. So even though these guys were really strong and their function was great, they didn't really have an internal blood profile that was any better than guys sitting around on the couch.
Okay, well, that's a little surprising. Okay, so I'll ask you this then. Let's say it's Friday afternoon and you're all ready to go out for the weekend and you want to be like, okay, you know what, I want to look as good as I can. So I'm hard-pressed for time. I can pick one activity. Which one am I doing and why?
Okay, so hands down, it's strength training, guys. And here's why. We can manipulate the variables in strength training to work both systems. Unfortunately, we can't work both systems by manipulation on the cardio side of the equation. And I'll give you a little example. So if we put together five multi-joint strength exercises, the squat, overhead press, walking lunge, a back row, and a chest press, reduce the weight load, perform 20 reps of each exercise, and do it in a form of a circuit where you're going from one exercise to the other through the five moves, and you're going to perform three circuits. You're not going to rest until you're done. That's going to take somewhere between 10 and 15 minutes, roughly. So with a five-minute warm-up and a five-minute cool-down, which might be even just, you know, walking or something like that, you'll have such variation in heart rate response throughout that 20 minutes, and you'll receive the aerobic benefits as a result, but you're also going to receive the strength training stimulus at the same time. On the other side of the equation, like I say, you can't manipulate aerobic activity to gain value in strength, unfortunately. So that's why I would pick the hands-down strength training modality before the aerobic stuff. And I don't want to minimize either side of that. Like, they're sure. Both really important.
Okay. Well, Woodsy, I know Gregor, he works out with you quite often. He's told me about how he likes to do it, not with you, but at home. He has a recumbent bike, and as he's sitting on the recumbent bike, riding his bike, he does arm curls. Would that qualify as multi-joint training? Because it looks like it's working on some level for Gregor.
Yeah, well, I mean, here's the thing. My preference for for everybody is to focus on the task at hand. So if you want to work your aerobic system, you should be working out diligently enough where you are doing exactly that and not worrying about weight training. And you'll get a lot more out of it than when it comes time to weight train if you're working on that and actually moving weight loads that are going to make a difference. If you're on the bike and trying to lift weights, it would be suspect as to whether that actual load on those biceps is enough to solicit some sort of training adaptation. I haven't seen him wear a short sleeve shirt for a while, so I'm going to say it's not working.
Are you two finished? Okay, good. You guys have yourselves a good day, Woodsy. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Bell. Take care.
Bye, Jeff Woods.